Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, oh my goodness. Ooh, that song always wrecks me. So I am literally trying to get it together because the song does something to my spirit. The lyrics do something to my spirit, as in like, God, yes, I want to be all yours. And I had to run that song back again because that was the very first song I played during the jam session that started at 6:55 a.m. Eastern time, if you're on East Coast. But I had to run it back. The Holy Spirit was just like, ooh, run it back again. Remind folks that what it means when they declare they want to be all yours or all who God has called them to be, like remind them about what that is. What is that feeling like? And let me tell you, when I was in my feelings, and I still am in my feelings because of the lyrics of that song and how much it means to me, it's that when we declare, I want to be all yours to God, we are truly sold out on the idea that it's essential to be in close proximity to God at all times. In close proximity. I'm going to say that again. When we declare, I want to be all yours to God, we are sold out. You got to get the meaning. You got to understand what that means. We are sold out. We go to stores all the time, gas stations all the time, or wherever we and look online all the time for different merchandise. And when that thing say sold out, guess what? It's gone. Meaning like you all in. The products are gone. Your soul is sold out to God. Like there is no turning back. There is no turning back. And so, and you don't even know when you're going to get those products again. But in this case, our soul is sold out on the idea that it's essential to be in close proximity to God at all times. And so let me give you the definition of proximity, because the Lord has been on me about proximity, this word. And so it means nearness in space, time, or relationship. The state of being near somebody or something in distance or time. I'm going to say that again. The definition of proximity is nearness in space, time, or relationship. The state of being near somebody or something in distance or time. And so, of course, we're going to emphasize or zone in on the relationship. So one thing we want to do is be in a better relationship. Always be striving or always be intentional about building our relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so, again, when we declare, I want to be all yours to God, we are sold out on the idea that it's essential to be in close proximity to God at all time. In every given situation, I don't care if it's in your business, And in this case, your career journey, every moment of the day, we want to be in close proximity every week, every month, every year. I just want to encourage you all this morning, whatever the world may call you, understand who you are because of whose you are, okay? Whose you are in close proximity to. You're in close proximity to God. in any given situation. That's what we want to declare and decree, right? But guess who else we're in close proximity to on a regular basis? We're in close proximity with our coworkers. We're in close proximity with family members. We're in close proximity with whomever we may be passing while we're in the grocery store or in the store searching for things or just walking in the street. We're in close proximity with those things or with those people, but maybe not in a relationship. But when I talk about nearness or being close to somebody, that is the part of the definition that I'm referring to in this case. And so when you are in close proximity with somebody, we always want to declare and decree that God is in the midst, right? And God is protecting us and protecting our eye gates and protecting our ear gates and what we take in while we are in close proximity with those individuals, right? With those individuals. And so we got to understand that whatever those people, the coworkers may call us, whatever the world may call us, or whatever we may see that is not of God when we're walking in the streets and things like that, we got to always understand, you know, who we are because of whose we are in this moment, in any given situation of our lives. We got to bring to remembrance that we're the head and not the tail. We got to bring to remembrance that we're above and not beneath. We got to bring to remembrance that I am the apple of God's eye. We got to bring to remembrance that God is the great I am, and he's my heavenly father, and he is going to protect me at any given moment, in any given season of my life. And so as God was just really talking to me about, you know, being in proximity with him or being closer with him, and we can reap a harvest, right? There are literally benefits to being in close proximity to God. And it's not, and let me be clear here. You don't want to be in close proximity to God just because there's a reward or there's so-called benefits of doing that. But you want to be in relationship or close proximity with God because he's your heavenly father. He knew you before you were knitted in your mother's womb. He knew you. He created you, right? So why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't we want to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Why wouldn't we want to seek ye first the kingdom of God in any given situation in our career journey, in our businesses, or in life in general? God knows it all. He knows it all. He is Alpha and Omega. Alpha and Omega. He knows our beginning and our end. Why not seek the Father, right? Why not seek him? And so I looked up some scriptures, and the scripture that I want to highlight this morning, or scriptures I want to highlight this morning that talk about being in close proximity to God, is James 4:8. And so to get the fuller context, I do encourage you to read the full chapter. It says James 4:8, come close to God and God will come close to you. And then Hebrews 4:16 states, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need. And of course, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And all these things will be given to you as well. And so I just pray right now that this encourages you to always remain in close proximity to God. And so I was reading through not reading through, I'm sorry. I was listening to the sermon yesterday, and one thing that was, they talked about proximity, but the Lord had been talking to me about proximity before that. And so when we think about God and Jesus and God becoming flesh on his great earth, guess what? God became in proximity with us. He literally left his throne, came down here, became flesh. Became flesh. He was then in real, true proximity with us as Jesus, right? And that right, the righteousness of God didn't save us from afar, like from far off, but became like us to save us, to literally save his children, to save us, to save us, and because we are so precious to him. I mean, to those of us that have children, to those of us that are in contact with maybe God children or children that are in our lives, we want to be in what? Close proximity with them to do what? To save them when they are in, for when they may be in danger, or they may not even be looking at the whole picture, but we as parents or but we as guardians can see like the whole picture. Like when they're playing, for example, when they're playing at the play park, guess what? And they're being rough. We can really see, oh, you about to fall. So you need to be careful. So we just pray that God shield us from all hurt, harm, and danger, just like that. Just like that, right? But guess what? We understand that God came down here in flesh. He was with us. He dwelled with us. He dwelled with us. And so I know we talked about the word dwell and all the things with that. I think it was last prayer call. But if you haven't heard it, go back and hear it. But the fact that God became flesh and walked with us and walked on the earth as Jesus. Listen, he was right there. He wanted, I'm not even gonna get all into it this morning, but that was just an example. And then of course, John 1, 14 through 18 talks about the word, which is God, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth, right? And so again, I encourage you, as with any scriptures that I am sharing with you always on the prayer call, to go back and to read it in its full context and to really study the word on your own. And so again, I just pray that this message definitely penetrates your heart, and so that you can really understand that the importance of being in close proximity with God, or being in close proximity with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at all times when it comes to your career, your business, or just life in general. I don't know about y'all, but I don't ever want to be apart from God. I don't ever want to be apart from God, because when you are apart from God, you're not fully submitted. When you're apart from God, there's a feeling of, for lack of a better word, chaos or toxicity or toxicness in your life. I just feel as though you would be missing out. I would be missing out on a lot. On the things that God could share with me on a regular basis if I was close to him or closer to him or not close to him. I would be missing out if I was not, okay? And I don't want you to miss out. We don't want to miss out. The Lord said he will withhold no good thing. No good thing, right? No good thing. And you can look that up in the word too. Just type it in where in the Bible does it say that God would withhold no good thing? Okay. and read into that and lean into that, especially if you are trying to, or if you are praying about career clarity or business clarity or just clarity in general for your life. God doesn't want to withhold that, my friends. He doesn't want to withhold that, but he wants you to seek him for guidance. He wants you to go to him for direction, because we just pray right now God's perfect will over your life. We pray God's perfect will over your career. We pray God's perfect will over your businesses or just your family and everything that you may have going on. Okay. All right. So let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, we do not take it for granted that we are gathered here again as a collective unit, God, and just saying thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for being the great I am. Thank you for being in charge of our life. Thank you for orchestrating every footstep, God, that we may take in our careers, in our businesses and life. Thank you for being our overseer, God. Thank you for just being there in the midst of every phone call, in the midst of every, whether it's virtual or in person, in the midst of the meetings, God. We thank you for being there. We thank you for going before us, God, and setting the atmosphere so that when we walk in, my God, there is going to be a shift or a move in the room, God, in the name of Jesus. They may be looking at us, but truly they're looking at you because they're like, oh God, what's going on? Something just happened when so-and-so just walked in. Something just happened. So God, we thank you right now for shifting the atmosphere in every single room, on every single phone call that we may have, God. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be in close proximity to you, God. Thank you. Thank you for the desire to even want to be in close proximity to you and to establish a better relationship with you in Jesus' name. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for our loved ones. God, we thank you for our family, extended family. God, we thank you for our children. God, we thank you for the children that we haven't even had yet, God. God, we just thank you for our relationships with others, Lord. God, we ask that we that you give us a spirit of discernment on whom we need to get closer with and whom we may not need to be as close with, God, in this season. Lord, thank you for allowing us to focus on business plans, to focus on our career paths, and to focus on what personal goals that you have for us to achieve in this season. So God, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Lord, and your favor that will always, and we just pray that it always showers upon us, God, in any situation that we face. So God, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a blessed and productive work week, and I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.